Well, the dulcet notes of Chico's Jug Band there with Dallas Rag fading off into the distance. I will play you the whole track later on in the show because it is a cracker. What a way to welcome you to the show that is Double Cream and Money Back on the Empties. I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. The gales are raging all around it. The river rose up to the highest I've ever seen it in the last couple of days, and it has been pretty damn horrible being here for the last week or so, actually. It's been rubbish. But I'm in a warm shed with a cup of coffee and loads of CDs to play for you. I was going to make this a show entirely of good stuff from the past that I dug up and wanted to share with you again, but so much really fantastic new stuff has come through the letterbox that it's got to be a mix of both. A little bit of old stuff just to remind us of how great the scene is, and lots of good stuff. Going to kick off, though, with an oldie, the Guernsey Kitchen Porter from Michael Marra's album Hard Cash, a reminder, if ever it was needed, that emigration goes both ways. Seemed to me to be the Jacques Brel, the Georges Brassens of Scotland. Incredibly witty wordsmith, a musician who left us far, far too young. That's one of his masterpieces. The Guernsey Kitchen Porter. Michael Marra from the album Hard Cash. Philip Henry and Hannah Martin have joined the Peter Knight Band, and it's been topped off with a double helping of Mr. John Spires, melodeon player extraordinaire. The result, I think, is completely and utterly wonderful. The Peter Knight's Gig Spanner Big Band are a force to be reckoned with. they storm every stage they work on simply by being quite amazing, wonderful musicians. Those of you who don't know Peter's own history, check it out. Fiddler with Steel Ice Band for many, many years, and has carried on making fine albums, both solo and with combos of other musicians ever since. Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, of course, fabulous musicians, singers and songwriters. And young John Spiers is as good a melodeon player as ever strode the planet in corduroy trousers. Their new album is called Natural Invention, and Peter Knight's gig spanner Big Band are here right now with a classic traditional English song in praise of old Reynard, Daddy Fox.
To the moon to give him light. He had many, many miles to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. He had many, many miles to go that night before he reached the town. Oh. He ran till he came to the farmer's pen where the ducks and the geese were kept therein. Said a couple of you gonna grease my kin before I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. Said a couple of you gonna grease my kin before I leave this town.
be tonight's Gig Spanner Big Band from the album Natural Invention with a cracking version of the old song Daddy Fox. More from them later on in the show. Now, Alden Patterson and Dashwood are a Norwich-based trio. I've played tracks from their last album on this show. I think they're absolutely wonderful. Christina Alden is a guitarist and an amazing singer. Lovely, lovely quality to her voice. Almost like one of those Appalachian voices that you hear, though, the high-pitched, lonesome sound of the Appalachian Mountains in her voice. Alex Patterson plays fiddle and also sings, and Noel Dashwood, as well as singing, is a fantastic dobro player. Their new album is called Waterbound, and from it this is the title track.
Waterbound and I can't get home, waterbound and I can't get home, waterbound and I can't get home. Way down in North Carolina,
chickens are crowing in the old pine tree, chickens are crowing in the old pine tree,
chickens are crowing in the old pine tree, way down in North Carolina.
Say, old man, I want your daughter, say, old man, I want your daughter,
say, old man, I want your daughter, way down in North Carolina.
Tell me, boy, what you want her for, tell me, boy, what you want her for,
tell me, boy, what you want her for, way down in North Carolina. Waterbound and I can't get home, waterbound and I can't get home, waterbound and I can't get home, way down in North Carolina.
To break my bread and share my water, break my bread and share my water,
break my bread and share my water, way down in North Carolina.
The old man's mad and I don't care, the old man's mad and I don't care,
the old man's mad and I don't care, as long as I get his daughter.
If you don't let her go, we're gonna run away, if you don't let her go, we're gonna run away,
if you don't let her go, we're gonna run away, oh, back to North Carolina. Waterbound and I can't get home, waterbound and I can't get home, waterbound and I can't get home, way down in North Carolina. Get up, Jenny, and let's go home. Get up, Jenny, and let's go home. Get up, Jenny, and let's go home before the water rises. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Waterbound and I can't get home. Way down in North Carolina. Way down in North Carolina. Way down in North Carolina.
Waterbound, the title track from the new Alden Patterson and Dashwood album of the same name, surprisingly, as it's the title track. I am talking rubbish, am I not? The band, by the way, are going to be appearing at the Costa del Folk Festival in Ibiza at the end of April this year. I'm looking forward to seeing them all there live. Now, let's have a little bit of Becky Taylor. She's probably one of the greatest exponents, and I'm not going to say female exponents, because it means nothing. She's just one of the greatest exponents on the Irish pipes in England today. But she also plays on the Northumbrian pipes. She plays the Anglo concertina, and she also plays the whistle and the fiddle to a very, very high standard. She started playing as a wee bairn of 3 years old when she learnt the recorder, went on to play the piano and then eventually the fiddle, developed a real love of English traditional music from the age of 8 onwards, and at 11 years old started to learn the Northumbrian small pipes. She is a musical genius and a lovely, lovely, lovely player. She's got a new EP just out, absolutely drenched with brilliant music. It's called Tune Chaser. From it, this is Becky Taylor playing a set called Road Frog - Orkney Mix. Make of that what you will.
Thank you.
I don't think she was playing the banjo and drums on that, but she was playing everything else. Oh, the bass. She might not have been playing that either. But you never know. Becky Taylor from her new EP, Tune Chaser, with a track called Road Frog - Orkney Mix. Now, Stephen Fearing was born in 1963 in Vancouver, British Columbia, but he grew up in Dublin, Ireland, where his mates at school included most of the future members of U2. In the 1980s, he moved back to Canada, where he started life as a professional musician. He's now rated as one of the finest songwriters in Canada and has built an international following. His new album is called The Unconquerable Past, and I particularly love this song from the album. It's simply called Emigrant. It looks at immigration from an emigrant's viewpoint, and I think it's incredibly moving and touching, but let's see what you think.
Fare thee well, my one and only. I am traveling overseas, for my country doesn't want me, and my faith is on its knees. And I will follow every highway, through the street lights and the crowd, and find a city where someone needs me, and a place to call my home. On Sunday night, I was in Dublin. It was the last day of the year, walking through a concrete wasteland, all that ancient hope and fear. There was nothing left to reach for, to pull myself out of the frame. I got my ticket now, and I am leaving, so don't watch me walk away. Fare thee well, my fickle homeland. I always loved you from the first. Fare thee well, beautiful country. Even when you're at your worst, when the rain falls in Vancouver, something makes me look away. Like every immigrant, I still love you. That is why I cannot stay. When the rain falls in Vancouver, something makes me look away. Like every immigrant, I still love you. That is why I cannot stay. Like every immigrant, I still love you. That is why I cannot stay.
Stephen Fearing from his new album The Unconquerable Past with beautiful song Emigrant. Now, many of you will know the name Muireann na Cowlaithe from Danu. She was the lead singer with that band for many, many years and then went on to have a really successful solo career, made many albums and has gone on to make a great many really fine TV shows on traditional music on her own and also with the great Scots singer Julie Fowlis. I'm really biased because I've known Muireann since she was a wee lass when I spent many a great day with her mum and dad down on the Dingle Peninsula way back when. She's got a new album just out. I'm going to play a couple of tracks in the course of the programme and I'm going to begin with her version of the great classic, Black Waterside.
Da-da.
I just couldn't resist it. Sorry about that. But I was listening to Maureen, and it came to me that, of course, there is a great Dingle connection with Beganish, the band you just heard playing there, because Brendan Begley is a neighbour of Murren's down on the Dingle Peninsula. Brendan Begley, great box player in that wonderful, wonderful band. There were the set of polkas, O'Keefe's number one, O'Keefe's number two, and Thadelo's. And before that, you heard Maureen from her new album, Thortoin, which translates into English, Asbiella, as Seaborn, with a beautiful version of the classic Blackwater Side. And like I said, another track from Maureen later on in the show. Talking of other tracks, here's another track from the new Alden Dashwood and Patterson album, Waterbound. How do I describe this? It's supposed to be a sea shanty from the days of the packet ships, the fast-sailing transatlantic ships that crossed the ocean, carrying tea and tobacco and other things like that, racing against time. A Liverpool packet was an expression you'd often hear in the old days. But many people believe there's an older story to this song, Blow, Boys, Blow. They believe that it actually came from the days of the slave trade. Ewan McColl has a very dark version of this, which contains words like, "Oh, was you ever on the Congo River? Blow, boys, blow. Where fever makes the white man shiver. Blow, you bully boys, blow." Anyway, Alden, Patterson and Dashwood do a brilliant rendition of the less guilty version of the song.
They yank ships sail down the river, blow, boys, blow. They yank ships sail down the river, blow, my bully boys, blow. Well, how'd you know she's a Yankee clipper, blow, boys, blow. Her masts and yards, they shine like silver, blow, my bully boys, blow. Blow, my bully boys, blow. And who do you think they had for skipper? Blow, boys, blow. With Stan, Jim and Frisco together. Blow, my bully boys, blow.
And what do you think they had for dinner?
Blow, boys, blow. Is what soup is slightly thinner?
Patterson and Dashwood with a high-speed version of Blow Boys Blow from their new album Waterbound. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the trio live at the Costa del Folk in Ibiza at the end of April. It's going to be great. Now, Siobhan Miller is one of my favourite singers ever. Together with friend Gina Leslie, she won the BBC Young Folk Awards a few years back when I was still working for that wonderful organisation. She's gone on since then to forge a career as both a solo singer and in groups. I think she's got one of the finest voices on the planet. Her new album is called All Is Not Forgotten, and it's full of lovely songs, like this one, her version of the Irish traditional song, The May Morning Dew, which contains one of the finest bits of folk poetry ever. The house we were reared in is but a stone on a stone, and all around the garden with weeds it is all grown, and all the kind neighbours that ever I knew, like the wild rose, they are withered in the May morning dew. Chris Drever on guitar there, and the vocals, of course, of Siobhan Miller from her new album All Is Not Forgotten. A great version of the classic traditional song, May Morning Dew. Now, Boff Wally, many of you will know from his work with Chumbawamba, but since the band eventually decided to call it a day, Boff has gone on to become a fantastic fell runner and a professional thorn in the side of the establishment. He formed a mass choir called Commoners Choir, which produced an album a couple of years back, which I played on the show, that I thought was absolutely remarkable. The choir just draws in anybody who wants to be in the choir. Let me just read you something from the choir's manifesto. We'll sing about the world around us, about inequality and unfairness, and about the things that need changing. The words we sing will be angry and clever, but we sing them with as much harmony, melody, and earworms as we can muster. We'll be peculiar, memorable, feisty, celebratory, witty, angry, and inclusive. This Come On In From the Cold is a fabulous song. Let me just read you the sleeve notes. During the winter of 2018, schools right across Leeds in Yorkshire were closed because of heavy snowfalls. One head teacher at a primary school in Seacroft, a deprived area of East Leeds, realised that a large proportion of his pupils would lose out on their only hot meal of the day. He got the kitchen staff to rally round and they opened the doors, sending word around the estate as more than 100 pupils came into school for a hot lunch. In 2018, over 4 million British children were living in child poverty. This equates to 9 in every classroom of 30. At the end of the song, you're going to hear a snatch of Bulgarian, a song from Milena Marinkova.
On a cold winter's morning, all smothered in snow, come on in from the cold. There's a freeze on the city, the schools are all closed. Come on in from the cold. And the kids left at home are all hungry and bored. Come on in from the cold. And the best they can find is leftovers and coke. Come on in from the cold. So switch off the TV and text all your mates. Head for the one school that's opened its gates. They're planning a lesson that's served a home place. Come on in from the cold. Come on in from the cold. Well, the cooks and the teachers refuse to give up. Come on in from the cold. And they've cooked up a meal from whatever they've got. Come on in from the cold. So take off your raincoat and pull up a chair. Shake off your hunger, there's food going spare. Whatever we've got is whatever we'll share. Come on in from the cold. Come on in from the cold. Children gather for dinner and shake off the streets. Come on in from the cold. All their friends round the table together they eat. Come on in from the cold. So take off your raincoat and pull up a chair. Shake off your hunger, there's food going spare. Whatever we've got is whatever we'll share.
Добър вечер, другарю, добре дошъл в нашия град. Добре дошъл в България, вземи в този хубав ден една българска роза от мен. Нека тя да ти напомня.
Commoners Choir from their new album Untied Kingdom. Great pun, not United, Untied Kingdom, and in fact the album comes with its own lace. It's made like, hard to describe. It's laced up, put it that way, and you unlace it. The breathing you could hear at the end there was the introduction to another song that follows on from that wonderful song, Come On In From The Cold. I'll play you another track from that. If I can't squeeze it in this programme, I'll get it in the next programme, for definite. Go and get yourself that album. It's a cracker. Untied Kingdom. Now, there are bad musicians, good musicians, great musicians, and then there are those that were touched by the tunes fairy when they were in the crib. I think of people like Kevin Burke, Ali Bain, Tim Eady, Steve Cooney, Phil Cunningham, Ry Cooder, Tim O'Brien, Mike McGoldrick, Des Donnelly, and there is young Bridget Campbell. I've played a track from her album The Reeling already, and I'm going to play another now. I thought I'd put one in one of the previous programmes, but I haven't. This is called Tonala Maika, and she plays the Lowland pipes, a kind of cross between the Northumbrian pipes and the Scottish Highland pipes, and she plays them beautifully. Absolutely amazing, amazing musician. Her album's called The Reeling. That was Bridget Campbell, and that particular track was called Tonala Maika. She was born in 1999, brought up on the Isle of Skye. She's a native Gaelic speaker from a musical family, and she just fell in love with the pipes at the age of 7, would you believe, and has gone on over the years to become one of the greatest exponents of the Lowland pipes, of the Scottish house pipes, that's what you call them in comparison to the war pipes. on the planet. She's just an amazing, amazing musician. Wonderful stuff. The album, like I say, is called The Reeling, and it's full of great, great music. Now, Kit Hawes and Aaron Catlow made an album called, I think it was called The Fox. I haven't got it in front of me, but in my mind it's called The Fox. And I was really impressed by that album. It was new, it was dynamic. Fiddle, guitar, two vocals, a little bit like the Dransfields had been back in the 70s, but again with fire and their own identity. I love their stuff. Well, they've made a follow-up album called Pill Pilots. Pill Pilots are a group of highly skilled mariners who for more than 1,000 years guided the tall ships through the treacherous waters of the Bristol Channel and the River Avon. Pill Pilots. I do like the idea of that. Well, Kit Hawes and Aaron Catlow's album was recorded live in one single room. In other words, they weren't in separate parts of the studio working live, but were together in the one room, and you can hear that in the acoustic. And like I said before, like the Dransfields, there is a wonderful melding of vocals and guitar and fiddle that I think is just very, very special. I do like this album very, very much, but let's see what you think. This is Kit Hawes and Aaron Catlow with a track which is truly of the day. Never Were the Harder Times. This is their version of the traditional song, Hard Times of Old England.
Come all of you tradesmen who travel alone, please tell me where all the good work has gone. Long time I'm a travelling and I cannot find none. It's all the hard times, the hard times, all the hard times in old England, in old England, very hard times. No provisions you buy from these shops, it is true. But if you've no money, there's none there for you. Tell me what's a poor family to do. And sing all the hard times, all the hard times, all the hard times in old. So you go to the shops and you ask for a job. They answer you back with a shake and a nod. It's enough to make somebody turn out and roll. And sing all the hard times. Thank you. Now you see the portrait man now walking the street. From morning till night for employment they seek. And scarce they have any shoes on their feet. Sing all the hard times. All the hard times. All the hard times in old England. In old England, very hard times. Now the soldiers and sailors, they've just come from war. They're fighting for Queen and for country once more. Now they're out on the street, better stayed where they were. All the hard times. Times, all the hard times in old England, in old England, very hard times. Now to conclude and to finish my song, do hope these hard times, they will not last long. Give me occasion to alter my song. Sing all the good times. All the good times. All the good times in all.
Kit Hawes and Aaron Catlow from their album Pill Pilots with Hard Times of Old England, though it's printed up here as Hard Time of Old England. That could be a bit of a computer glitch, who knows. I'll play another track from them in a few moments' time. Now I'm going to go over now to another duo, Liam Ward and Malcolm Thorne, for an entirely different kind of music. I'm a great fan, as many of you will know, of the blues, and in particular of the country blues, the blues of people like Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. Well, Liam and Malcolm play just that kind of music. Guitar, vocals, and great, great harmonica playing. Here they are with a song called Bulldoze Blues.
Well, I was born at home and I was raised from hand to mouth. Yes, I was born at home and I was raised from hand to mouth. Daddy wants his boys to work when they go out. You know my brother's good to pay my daddy for my school. Yes, my brother's good, he paid my daddy for my school. I got the bulldoze blues, I never picked up tools. My food. first job I was taken down the slum. Yeah, my first job I was taken down the slum. I see my family home, it makes my mind go numb. I saw my daddy's face as I knocked the houses down. Daddy's face as I knocked the houses down. I got the bulldog's blues, there's no turn back in now.
Bulldozer, but Bulldoze Blues from Liam Ward and Malcolm Thorne, their new album You Are My Medicine. Something from the past now. Mike Waterson was one of our finest songwriters ever. With his sister Lal, he wrote the songs for the album Bright Phoebus, an album which gave the folk world a long-needed kick up the backside, in my humble opinion. His songs 3 Day Millionaire, A Stitch in Time, A Mole in a Hole, Working Chap have become classics. They've become part of the canon of the modern folk scene. This is one of the greatest songs of the last 30, 40, 50 years. It's called Jack Frost. And I remember as a kid, like Mike, waking up in the days before central heating and in bitter winter days, you would wake up and find on the window of your bedroom frost patterns on the inside of the glass, not on the outside, flowers and scrolls and swirls. And Mike, being a great poet stroke songwriter, saw the frost as the same kind of frost and ice that defeated Napoleon and the dreams of a man who set out to conquer the world. I think it's one of the greatest songs ever. But let's see what you think. This is Eliza Carthy with her version of her Uncle Mike's song, Jack Frost.
Jack Frost is his name.
Version there of Jack Frost. That's Eliza Carthy from her album Wayward Daughter. Always reminds me listening to that of how Hitler was defeated at Stalingrad, likewise by Jack Frost, and how the Martian invaders that came in the novel War of the Worlds, H.G. Wells' great futuristic novel, are defeated not by the ironclads of the British Navy or the cannons of the British Army, but by the common cold, a germ that gets into them and kills them all. "Look on my works, ye mighty, and dismay," said Ozymandias. I don't think so. Michael Mara played a track from him at the beginning of the show, and if you think about the songs that he wrote, things like Chain Up the Swings, Beef Hearts and Bones, King Kong's Visit to Glasgow, you get some idea of the great spread of the man's ability to take hold of almost anything and turn it into a song. I'm a huge fan of the Mexican artist Frida Kahlo and his song, Michael Mara's song, Frida Kahlo's Visit to the Taybridge Bar, which happens to be a bar in Dundee, I think is a classic of surrealism. This is Coop, Boys and Simpson with their wonderful version of the song.
We were all flooded with a scarlet light. Came through the window with the rain outside. It all went quiet and a vision appeared, with a rose in her hair and a ring in her ear. And she says, Buenos dias, boys, this looks like the place to make my re-entry to the human race. Here I am, and here I'll stay, till it's hasta la vista, and I'm on my way. Then Vince says, she was a woman to whom life had been cruel, and she lived with a fat man of the naive school. He liked his beer and he put it about. But she truly loved him till the lights went out. Then she made her way up to the pearly gates. She saw St. Peter, he was pumping weights. And he says, hitch your lift upon this falling star and make your way down to the Taybridge Bar, and there'll be no more lies and no more tears. No more listening through the fat man's ears. There'll be no more tears and no more lies. No more looking through the fat man's eyes. She said she'd never been so happy in a long, long time. And her mind was relaxed and her body felt fine. She said, put on Perdido, tonight's the night. I want to dance with Jimmy Howie in the pale moonlight. And there'll be no more lies and no more tears. No more listening to the fat man's ears. There'll be no more tears and no more lies. No more looking through the fat man's eyes. And there'll be no more lies and no more tears. No more listening to the fat man's ears. There'll be no more tears and no more lies. No more looking through the fat man's eyes. We were all flooded with a scarlet light.
Well, I think that's a totally brilliant song, and I can't think of anybody that sings it better than those three lads, Coop, Boys and Simpson. Frida Kahlo's Visit to the Taybridge Bar, and that's from their album Coda. Here's another contemplative and quirky song, one of my favourite Americana men, Eric Taylor, from his album Resurrect. It's a song called Louis Armstrong's Broken Heart, and to me, it's one of those, well, you've got to decode the words, because is it about Louis Armstrong selling out, becoming an Uncle Tom, or is it about the American dream? I don't know. There's so many layers to it. Anyway, let's see what you think. See if you can work it out. Eric Taylor with Louis Armstrong's Broken Heart.
Know a place where the whistle blows and the brake man falls apart. It's a pocket watch and a bloody nose. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. Well, down the alley up in Birmingham, man, Southern girls are smart. Well, it's one to take the money, one to count the money. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. You should have seen her dance with that old Frenchman, just as pretty as you please. All the dirty jokes, too blue to mention, and she could drink you to your knees. Every night but one, by God, she came on home with me. Should have seen her dance with that old Frenchman, just as pretty as you please. There's a pool room down in Mobile where they'll play you for your car. And it's nine balls and a dime. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. A Well, the cat scratched at the gate latch. This a lucky man trailer park. She was the best thing about Alabama. She's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. She's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. I should have seen her dance with that old Frenchman. Just as pretty as you please. Ah, the dirty jokes too blue to mention, and she could drink you to your knee. Every night but one, by God, she came on home with me. You should have seen her dance with that old Frenchman, just as pretty as you please. Know a place where the whistle blows and the brakeman falls apart. Pocket watch and a bloody nose. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart. It's Louis Armstrong's broken heart.
Eric Taylor from his album Resurrect with Louis Armstrong's Broken Heart. I think Eric Taylor's written some real gems, absolute real gems of songs. And that for me is one of them. I love songs that sort of still leave you puzzling and wondering. Now, another track from Kit Hawes and Aaron Catlow's album Pill Pilots. This is the traditional song, I Know My Love.
From her way you're walking, and I know my love. From her way you're talking, I know my love. From her jacket blue, if I can't have her, what will I do? She's the one I love the best, and her troubled mind, well, it knows no rest. And still we cry, bonny girls a few. If I can't have her, what will I do? I could wash and wring. If my love knew, I could rinse and spin. I would make her a coat, the finest kind. For the want of money's left me behind. She's the one I love the best, and her troubled mind, well, it knows no rest. And still need cry, bonny girls a few. If I can't have her, what will I do? Every night she sits some stranger upon her knee, and don't you know how that vexes me? She's the one I love the best, and her troubled mind, but it knows no rest. And still we cry, bonny girls a few. And if I can't have her, what will I do?
Thank you.
Great stuff. That's from the album Pill Pilots. I Know My Love, Kit Hawes and Aaron Catlow. I'm going to play another track now from Siobhan Miller's album All Is Not Forgiven. This one's called Loving Hannah. It's an Appalachian version of a song that you hear in Ireland, sometimes called I'm Going to Church Last Sunday or I Was Going to Church Last Sunday. A song about lost love.
I went to church on Sunday. My love, she passed me by. I knew her mind was changing by the roving of her eye, by the
lovely. Siobhan Miller from her album All Is Not Forgiven with the Appalachian ballad Loving Hannah. Now, way back in the mists of Auntie Kitty, Peter Croft, who plays the melodeon, and Mark Jones, who plays guitar, and Hazel Fairburn, who plays fiddle and viola, met up at Cambridge. I don't know if they were at university together or whether they were on the dustbins, but they met there. And they played together in pubs and for Cayleys, mixing Celtic music with blues, ragtime, old-timey, bluegrass and Cajun. Mark is, in fact, a very experienced bluegrass flat picker, which takes some doing. Hazel, on the other hand, is steeped in the Irish tradition, and Peter is just a melodeon nut. Well, 30 years on, they've got together to make an album called Button Box Breakdown, which is basically fiddle tunes from Appalachia and Texas, blues from Louisiana, the occasional Cajun two-step, and some tunes written by Peter. It's all good, in my humble opinion. I love the sound of mountain music played on a melodeon, because I'm convinced that years and years and years and years ago, when the first people went to the Appalachian Mountains, they would have taken melodeons with them and played tunes on melodeons. We only know banjo music from the Appalachian Mountains now and fiddle music because somebody, presumably, ate all the melodeons. This is Peter Croft and the gang with New Oklahoma Rag. Ragtime, old-timey melodeon there from Peter Croft's album Button Box Breakdown. That was New Oklahoma Rag. Going to play a track now from the new Salt House album, which I think is pronounced Huam, H-U-A-M, and the track's called Firelight. Salt House is Jenny Sturgeon, Ewan McPherson, and Lauren McCall. Jenny's got a PhD in ornithology, in seabirds in particular. I've played stuff from a couple of beautiful albums that she has produced herself, and I think she's a singer-songwriter who is really, really quite amazing. Ewan McPherson, as many of you will know, also plays with Shugel Nifty, probably one of the most powerful and exciting bands to come out of Scotland in many years, and fiddler and viola player Lauren McCall comes from the Highlands. Beautiful, beautiful string player, and with what I always described as a sort of lonesome sound. She also plays, of course, with the band Rant. The new album from Salthouse is pure beauty. And like I said, this track is called Firelight.
Firelight, the quiet heart of a little room. Out of the night we'll come, where the gathered gloom hangs softly still. Now the wild hill rain is over, and all that moves, a star or two, moves slowly. Firelight in from the cold, away from the dark. Here we are, chasing flames that roar through the world and will not tame. From the hidden fires of cosmic motion,
wonderful album Whom, that's Salthouse with Firelight. Time now for another track from Peter Knight's Gig Spanner Big Band. Their new album Natural Invention, like I say, is a cracker. And this is a masterly version, in my humble opinion, of a great folk song from the canon, a classic from the folk tradition. A song about, if you like, an arranged marriage that doesn't quite work out the way it should. Long a growing.
Oh, the trees they do grow high, and the leaves they do grow green. And many's the cold winter's night my love and I have seen. On a cold winter's night, my love, you and I alone have been. Oh, my bonny boy is young, but he's growing, growing, growing. My bonny boy is young, but he's growing, growing. Growing. father, you've done to me much harm. You've gone and got me married to one who is so young. For he's only 16 years and I am 21. Oh, my bonny boy is young, but he's growing. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send your love to college for another year or two. And all around his college cap I'll tie a ribbon blue, just to let the ladies know that he's married. Of 16, he was a married man, and at the age of 17, a father to a son, and at the age of 18 years, the cross grew over him. Cruel death soon put an end to his growing. Now my love is dead and gone, and in his grave to fly, and the green grass grows over him so very, very high. But I'll stay here and mourn his death until the day I die, and I'll watch all o'er his child while he's growing, growing, growing. I'll watch all o'er his child while he's growing, growing, growing. I'll watch all o'er his child while he's growing.
Longer growing. Peter Knight's Gig Spanner Big Band with a wonderful version of the traditional song there on the album Natural Invention. That was, in my opinion, a wonderful treatment version of a traditional song. But we need new songs all the time as well to talk about what is happening to us today. And no better band than Ribbon Road to do that. Deeply involved with their local communities in the Northeast, living and working amongst them, collecting from them, listening to their stories, hearing what they're saying, and turning it into, I think, wonderful, wonderful songs. Their new album is called Love on the Losing Side, and it's based on work they did with the community in Bishop Auckland, which was at the heart of the Industrial Revolution. Railways, coal mining, iron and steel production, etc. But all of it, as you probably know, has gone. But the people are resilient. They have their stories still, and they have that grit and iron inside them, which will not let the stories die. The album Love on the Losing Side is a collection of songs written by Brenda Heslop, who I think is one of our greatest singer-songwriters, and the arrangements are beautiful, simple, but really, really effective. But Let's see what you think. From the album Love on the Losing Side, this is a track called I'll Walk in Paradise Again. Ironically, the paradise is not above the clouds, but was a very real place, central to the working class of Bishop Auckland.
This area was the heart of the Industrial Revolution. It drove the Industrial Revolution, and it drove a lot of other things as well, community, not only the mines, but in the railways, and all sorts of other things in this area, which has subsequently disappeared.
Just because it was like a railway land, and when the railways closed, the land was sold, it was all rushed over. So we had no boundary of the garden anymore. We lost the garden, you know, and it's just like grassland. You know, and I loved the trains, you know, especially the coaches where you know you had your own coat, you could open the door and it was always warm and sit on this. And I thought those trains were spot on. I'll be honest, it breaks my heart to think when I get on these buses now, they're cold and everything. And I used to sit on them trains. Lovely. It was spot on, you know.
I rode the trains, I rode the trains from Whitton Park.
Some of us died,
didn't care.
They had
go past, and I can still be daft. I know this is the end. Someday I'll walk in paradise again.
The biggest ironworks in Europe. That was I'll Walk in Paradise Again, Ribbon Road, from their new album, Love on the Losing Side. When I hear songs like that, it always reminds me of that poem by Shelley about the ruined, well, all he finds is a pair of feet in the desert of Egypt. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my work, ye mighty, and dismay. It's got engraved at the base of the feet, and there's nothing there but a pair of feet, and the long and level sands stretching far away. Let's have a bit of John Hartford. Always cheers me up. Don't leave your records in the sun. For all you people that have started collecting vinyl, a word of warning. I've played this several times before over the last 6 or 7 years, but it never fails to make me smile, and I hope it works for you too. If it doesn't, there's summit up with you.
All right, now this is a song about phonograph records. Right. This is a song about phonograph records. Don't leave your records in the sun. They'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun. They get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, 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 just won't play no more. Well, I had this record that I really did like. It was the last one they had in the store. I left it laying on the car back seat, and now it just won't play no more. Don't leave your records in the sun. They'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun. They get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play. No more.
Stuff. The man who wrote Gentle on My Mind and Tall Buildings, two great songs, as well as the Golden Globe Awards and many, many more. And the first man I ever saw playing the fiddle and dancing and singing at the same time, flat-footing and singing at the same time at Cambridge Folk Festival 1976, I think it was, when I shared the stage with him and Steve Goodman back in the early days. John Hartford with Don't Leave Your Records in the Sun from the album Mark Twang. Now, another track from Murin Nikolov's new album Thartoin Seaborn. This track is called Put na Pukai, which translates loosely from the Irish as the music of the fairies. The Puka are the fairies of Ireland, from which comes our word puck. The fairies, by the way, are not the little creatures of Victorian fancy, diaphanous little things, but are creatures of the underworld who can be very powerful and very, very dangerous. The story goes that on the Great Blasket Island, the largest of the three islands off the coast of the Dingle Peninsula. A fiddler was returning from a party one night, and as he was walking over the dark landscape, he heard coming from the soil beneath his feet a music from underground. The music transfixed him. He stood there, bewitched, if you like, mazed, and he heard the notes. They went inside him. He remembered them, and when he got home, he played them, and the music became part of the island's repertoire. That's the story. There's only one other story I can think of like that, and that is Paddy's Rambles, and there's another tune supposed to have been heard coming from underground, in this case from Donegal, and the best version of that, I have played it on the show, is by Desi Donnelly on his album Familiar Footsteps. But Mirren's song, I think, is incredibly beautiful, and if you go online on YouTube, you'll find a really wonderful video of this track there. This is Mirren Nicolaf with Port Napukai.
The whole
song that came from beneath the soil. The Given Note. Murrin Nikolov there from her album Thar Toin, which in English is Seaborn. And that was Port Napukai, the music of the fairies. Now, Tyard Frost. Now, there's a name that you might not remember, but he did play, and I think he still appears, when they go out on the road together, in the trio Shisham and Lotus and Some, one of my favourite Americana old-timey bands, well, ragtime old-timey bands ever. They came to settle for one of the very first folk festivals up here, about 7 years ago now, I think it was, and I saw him a couple of weeks ago at Settle Victoria Hall up here in the Yorkshire Dales, and I was completely knocked out by his solo show. It was wonderful. He just sat there, banjo and fiddle, and he played jew's harp, harmonica, hamboning, and it was just an amazing night of music played on small instruments or no instruments at all. He gave me a copy of his album As the Crow Flies before he went. I've booked him for next year's Settle Folk Festival. I'm looking forward to seeing him again when he returns to these shores. Meanwhile, I'm going to play you a song of his called The Marysville Burglar, which is a version of The Boston Burglar or The Boston Smuggler, about a young fella gone to the bad.
Raised up in Marysville, a town you all know well. Raised up by honest parents, the truth to you I'll tell. Raised by honest parents, raised most tenderly. Yet I became a burglar by the age of 23. My character was taken and I was sent to jail. My people found it all in vain to get me out on bail. The jury found me guilty, the clerk he wrote it down. The judge he passed a sentence and sent me to Kingston Town. Boy, they put me on an eastbound train one cold December day. And as I passed the station, I could hear all the people say, yonder goes a burglar for some great crime I know. For some great crime or other, to Kingston Town must go. Well, I saw my aged father pleading at the bar. I saw my dear old mother dragging out her hair, dragging out them old gray locks till the tears come streaming down. She said, my son, what have you done to be sentenced to old Kingston? Well, I've got a gal in Marysville, a gal that I love well. If ever I get my liberty, long life with her I'll dwell. If ever I get my liberty, bad company I will shun. Playing cards and gambling and even drinking rum. For those who have your liberty, pray keep it while you can. Don't walk about them streets at night, breaking the laws of men. For if you do, you surely will find yourself like me, playing out your 21 years in the penitentiary. Raised up in Marysville, a town you all know well. Raised by honest parents, the truth to you I'll tell. Raised by honest parents, raised most tenderly. Yet I became a burglar by the age of 23.
The Marysville Burglar from his album As the Crow Flies, Tyard Frost. And like I say, he'll be coming back to Settle in 2021 at the folk festival, folk gathering, if the Lord spares us till then. Now, I've been meaning to play this next track for a long while now, for a good few months, and things just didn't work out right for me to get it in. Martin Alcock, Mart, M-A-A-R-T, was a pal of mine for many, many years. I first met him when he was still a schoolboy, playing mandolin in the Ringabells pub in Middleton. And he went on to play double bass, bass guitar, and work with bands like Fairport Convention and Jethro Tull. He was a lifelong buddy of Dave Swarbrick as well, and was responsible for putting together the Dave Swarbrick tune book, a massive work of love, loyalty, and friendship. He was a great guy, and a wonderful, wonderful friend, as well as a brilliant genius of a musician. He worked with many, many people during the course of his musical life. He was taken, as many of you will know, far too early from us. And one of the people that he worked with is Lisa Starnini, great Italian singer, and he worked on her latest album, Two Bays, otherwise called Due Bay in Italian, which reflects on the fact that she has a bay in Italy at her footsteps, and Martin did too in North Wales. Here they are from the album Two Bays, with the song A Heart Needs a Home, the Richard Thompson song, first recorded in 1975 by Richard and Linda Thompson on the album Hokey Pokey. Lisa Starnini and Martin Alcock there with the Richard Thompson song Art Needs a Home, and that's from the album Due Bay, Two Bays. I forgot to mention that Martin, amongst many other things, Mart was a fantastic linguist. He learnt languages like other people take library books out. It was just amazing. I think he was fluent in Italian, French, German, Spanish, and he also, when he went to live in Wales, learnt to speak Welsh. In fact, he was such a fluent Welsh speaker that he won a prize at the Eisteddfod for a non-native Welsh speaker. Sadly missed. A great old pal. Now, I promised you at the beginning of the show that I would play the full version of Dallas Rag from the album Refused by Chico's Jug Band. I've left it till the very end of the show, and it'll run us to about 130 minutes, which isn't bad. 2 hours and 10 minutes of great folk music. Please spread the word. Let more people know about the show if you can, because we want to keep it going for a good few years to come. And don't forget, by the way, that if you go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, you'll find links through to all the artists on the show, to their individual websites, and you'll find also there's loads of information on the website. There's photographs, there's all kinds of stuff. I've not updated it much in a long while because, to be honest, I just haven't got the time. Trying to live a life, grandchildren, all the stuff, and do the show at the same time. But I may try and have a go at it in the next couple of weeks. You never know. There's also an archive there of all the previous shows, everyone there's ever been, and there's a donate button if you want to throw a few bob our way too. But enough from me. Here's Chico and the boys with Dallas Rag. Ta-da!